That is what tens of millions of American kids will have in their mind on Thursday night, because it'll be Halloween, and they'll be going door to door trying to collect as much candy as possible. Halloween has got some scary elements to it, but is actually much safer than you've been led to believe. That's what my next guest has written about on her website, Free Range Kids. Her name is Lenore Skenazy, and I'm happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Lenore. How are you?
Oh, great, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. Let's talk about some of the myths of the dangers of Halloween, and I guess one of them is stranger danger. Don't let your kids go trick-or-treating themselves. They'll be kidnapped and taken away, and you'll never see them again.
Which is why I was so grateful to a woman named Elizabeth Letourneau. She's at Johns Hopkins, who did an enormous study of whether, in fact, this was true, that children were preyed upon on Halloween. And after sifting through 60,000 records of Halloween, she determined that she wanted to call her paper, but it was too, you know, funny. But this was the reality of what she found, which was Halloween, : the safest day of the year.
Wow.
And yeah, because kids are not plucked off the street by sexual predators, violated by guys in Dracula masks, and then thrown back out. And in fact, what drives me crazy about our pop culture is that if you watched the Today Show a couple years ago, right before Halloween, they had a panel of quote-unquote experts who were saying, oh, this happens all the time. And one of them said, your children shouldn't ever go Halloween, trick-or-treating without parental supervision before the age of 13. Because, quote, there are bad people in masks and they do things to people. And I think they're thinking of, like, cartoons, you know, bad people in masks. I mean, they just have this inflated idea that our children are in constant danger, and they put that together with the idea of Halloween and scary masks, and somehow they come up with the completely wrong, fallacious, unproven idea that our children are in danger from sexual predators. They're not.
Not just from sexual predators, but how about the candy itself?
Oh, my God. I tell you how many press releases I get in a week just trying to protect children from candy. I mean, there's the dentists who suggest, you know, buy back all the candy, and then there's the hospitals that will x-ray the candy, and then there's all the nutritionists saying, don't forget to feed them a big, healthy meal of, you know, quinoa and flax seeds and, you know, pulped mango before they go out, lest they have one, you know, centimeter left in their stomach for a Snickers bar. They make it sound like it's the candy Armageddon, and really, what is the matter with candy? Nothing. And if you're doing it right, your kids are actually outside in the neighborhood getting some exercise, having some fun, having some unleashed fun for once,
yep.
Not being driven in the SUV to school. So there's only good things about Halloween, if you ask me. But somehow, because we're in an age that turns everything into a danger, every aspect of Halloween has been turned into something that parents must watch out for. I mean, like, don't let them wear a mask because their sight will be compromised, and don't let them wear a big costume because then they'll trip. But if they wear a tight costume, their breathing will be constricted.
Oh.
And it's like, it just, you would not believe how many, there was one site, I think it was Halloween Safety or HalloweenSafetyTips.com, one of those, that said, make sure if they're carrying a plastic knife or scythe, because so many kids are carrying plastic scythe these days, that the rubberized tip is flexible enough so that if they fall on it, it won't pierce the skin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're taking real axes with them when they pretend to be the axe murderers. And even if they were, how difficult would it be to fall upon the axe with the blade side up? It would have to be balancing. It's like the people going crazy with fear on Halloween are not the kids. It's the parents who just think, my God, anytime any kids are doing anything on their own, there must be something terrible about to happen. Let's hallucinate what those could be.
You know, you mentioned the kids being driven to school in the SUV. In my neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I live in suburban America,
mm-hmm.
And lots of kids would go out. And, you know, we would look forward to, you know, taking the kid out when she was very little because we could get a sense of, you know, when she was getting too tired and was about to cross into that whining, mm-hmm. crying mode.
Right, that's the reason
we went along there. Yeah, but, you know, you go up to the door by yourself. You don't need me. You know, we were very free-range about that. But there were other parents who would drive the kid from house to house. Now, the houses are not. We don't live in farm country where it's a mile in between houses. The kid would get out of the SUV, go up the driveway, go to the front door, come back, get in the SUV. They would drive 30 feet and get out again.
Wow. You know, I actually hadn't heard that, and that is absolutely fascinating to me because the whole idea is that children outside walking is so bizarre to people now that even doing it one night, even accompanied by them, is too much for them to comprehend. And we're going to look back on this era as, like, you know, like how the Victorians had to cover the piano legs back in the Victorian era because they thought they were just too sexy. It was like showing a woman's calf.
Yeah.
And it's like you look back and you go, like, what possessed them? They were just crazy then. And that's what I'm thinking now. It's like, you really think your kid must be driven 30 feet? You know, maybe if they're, you know, if they're disabled, that's it. But we treat our kids as if they are disabled. And it's strange because that's considered good parenting, acting as if they're crippled and sort of crippling them. No, honey, you can't do that. No, honey, that's too hard. No, honey, let me.
I want to go back to the food for just a second here because we're not just talking about candy, but there was a time, and I don't think it exists anymore, but there was a time when you'd go and somebody would lovingly make homemade popcorn balls or other things and put them in there.
Right.
And parents would say, don't eat that because
don't eat that.
I don't want my child poisoned by some sicko neighbor. So I've got to ask you, Lenore, I'm sure you've looked into this.
Yes.
Is that really a problem?
You know, it all must hail a sociologist at the University of Delaware named Joel Best, who has made it part of his life's work to research whether there have been poisonings on Halloween by strangers. And so he's gone back and combed through newspaper clippings from 1958 to the present. And guess what number of children have been poisoned by a stranger's candy?
I'm going to guess zero.
You're guessing, but you're the only one. You're correct. You are absolutely correct. No child has ever been poisoned by a stranger's candy on Halloween. Feel free to Google it, look it up. You'll find that one kid was once actually poisoned and killed by a poisoned pixie stick, but the person who gave it to him was his, what?
Father?
Yes, his father. And the father... the father was so terrible. I mean, first of all, he killed his kid. But secondly, he took out a giant insurance policy on his kid like a couple weeks before. You know, as if that's not trail of tears enough. But then what's really dumb about him is that he believed that there were so many children getting poisoned by strangers' candy on Halloween. What's one more? I mean, he really totally believed the myth to the point where he thought he would get away with it because there'd be so many hundreds of dead kids who would notice his. So he ended up, because he was in Texas, electrocuted for that crime.
Now, there's one other aspect of Halloween that kind of bugs me, and that is I'm not really a big fan of schools getting involved in this sort of stuff. To me, Halloween, when I was a kid, was something you did after school in the evening. You got psyched up for it all day long. Then you put on your costume. You went out. You did the trick-or-treating. And in those days, we collected for UNICEF.
I was trying to call UNICEF to find out if they were still doing it, and they sort of... They stonewalled me a little, I have to say. I think that kids are still doing it, but I see it maybe one out of every, I don't know, 20 kids.
Well, I had a woman from UNICEF on the show last week, and I asked her about this. She said, oh, we still have the boxes. It's just that people don't have the pennies out, so not enough kids are doing it anymore. But the thing that bugs me is that schools are getting involved in whether they should even have Halloween recognized because of the people who say, oh, what about the religious overtones? Do you know of any religious overtones in any Halloween celebration anywhere in America?
No, that's another hallucination. I mean, really, I feel like people project their fears onto Halloween, and it's supposed to be kids' fears, and it's actually supposed to be something that parents should take heed of. It's supposed to be about kids facing their fears, okay? They dress up like adults. They go out at night. They're going to encounter ghosts and goblins and witches and zombies, and this is a great rite of passage for kids. And instead, we're so afraid for them that we start projecting all sorts of fears on them. Oh, this is satanic, or oh, this is going to ruin their diets, or it's going to ruin their teeth, or they're going to be preyed upon. It's like, give kids this one opportunity to experience a little bit of independence and facing their fears and growing up because of it. When you're driving your kid around, when you're organizing a party, when you're having a trunk or treat, which is just putting a bunch of cars in a parking lot and opening up the trunks filled with candy as if the holiday is only about candy. It's not. It's about kids trying on the adult role of going out into the big scary world, even at night, and coming back triumphant, and by the way, with a giant bag of candy to boot. And why don't we just give that back to them?
That is such a great message, and I also think it would help kids learn some critical thinking to realize that there is no such thing as ghosts and goblins witches and zombies and all of that sort of stuff. It's such an important message. I'm going to send more people to your website, freerangekids.com, and also recommend your terrific book, Free Range Kids, How to Raise Safe, Self-Reliant Children Without Going Nuts with Worry. Lenore, I hope you and your family have a very happy Halloween. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, and boo.
Boo. That should be banned. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America.